Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night on Astromind 2012. Tonight we'll be having a guest on by the amazing Maxwell, and he is the master and hypnotist of your mind. And he'll be coming on tonight. Hopefully we'll be having him on our radio show as a guest, and we'll be having Roy and Reed. Reed will be listening in, and we're going to have a great talk tonight. Roy, what's on the topic tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And the thing is, you know, should Maxwell decide to, you know, come on tonight? If not, you know, we welcome him to another night. And
it looks like we got him on the line right now, Roy.
Wonderful. Why don't we go ahead and invite him on?
Okay. From the 801, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Rafi. Are you there?
Hi, Maxwell. Good evening. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. And again, you know, we want to welcome you to our show, Astromind 2012. And we just wanted to give a little bit of, you know, brief, you know, summary, you know, of what you've been doing in the past. Rodney's a certified hypnotherapist, a state hypnotist. He's done a lot of work with people on iridology, Reiki. I mean, there's a long list of things that, you know, Rodney's taught, you know, in the past. And could you share a little bit more information with us on that, Rodney?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I will just say I've been a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists for 21 years. I've hypnotized over 3,000 people on stage, which, of course, you and, you know, Roy and Adrian have assisted me on stage a number of times, many times. I've also, of course, trained in Reiki, the Reiki master, and trained in Geotran, what Dorothy Espio trained in, what she founded. Studied RAYID, R-A-Y-I-D, which is Genetic Behavior Patterns, Strengths and Weaknesses, from Denny Ray Johnson. I've studied about 4,000 eye structures, and he studied over 10,000. That was probably 10 years ago or better, probably 15 years ago. I had a chance to work with a guy nicknamed by the name of Hawk, H-A-W-K. He's a Tibetan monk who trained the man who trained the Dalai Lama. That was a phenomenal experience working with Hawk. I worked with a company for about 7 years and was a facilitator for them, similar to EST, LifeSpring, or Impact Trainings. Discovery Trainings, that's a group dynamic training company. And studied with a yoga master from India for a bit. He came here. Studied about 10 weeks with the Native American medicine man, of course, you know John.
Yeah.
Done a number of fire walks and vision quests, which have been enlightening and stuff. And I guess that's a lot of what I've done over the last 20 years. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
You know, I just wanted to share with all our, you know, callers and listeners out there that, you know, Rodney's, you know, when you mention about firewalks, you know, he you're walking on hot coals, and what's the temperature on those, Rodney?
They're anywhere from 1,250 to 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit. And had I not walked them, I would have never believed that we had that potential within our own mind to become one with the elements, whether it be water, fire, or air, or earth. And so, generally, there's an intent and purpose of doing a fire walk. It's not all necessarily for fun and games. There's an intention. My intention on the first walk that I did was to acknowledge that I was more than just a mortal body of clay, but I was more, like all of us, divine, infinite intelligence, having a mortal experience with powers greater than the elements of the earth here. So,
you know, that's so amazing. And, you know, we keep hearing, on the news and, on videos and stuff about, other, like the ETs, the extraterrestrials, we know that, we all, are part of that energy source, and that we can communicate, with them if we choose to. And what's your feelings on that, Rodney?
Are you talking about people that have passed on or advanced beings that are more advanced than the mortals from this solar system?
I'm talking about the advanced beings, yeah.
Okay, what,
well, first of all, what are your, feelings about, these other beings, from other planets, people keep saying that they see UFOs, they keep saying that, they've made contact, with these beings, and what's your feelings on that?
I can only say what I've experienced firsthand, and I have a friend of mine that was in the military that was guarding one of those hangars with a UFO in it. I've also had a...
Was that Area 51 you're talking about?
No, this was actually in the state of Washington.
Oh.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was back in the late 70s, early 80s. I also... had a client in the CIA, actually two of them, and I saw the blueprint of one of the UFOs, and I'm quite familiar with those advanced intelligences as far as that goes. And then I don't know if I can say some of the things on the air. I think I would rather not, just so it keeps me out of trouble, but I will say that if you could just imagine anything, whether it be healing or transporting, it's possible. I'll just say that.
Right. This is interesting. I just want to share with you and all our callers and listeners also that we made contact with the person from, back east, and he claimed that he has a cube. It's called the Neo Cube. And he's able to access a lot of the energy, from these mother ships.
Oh, I see. And I will say that I do know a couple of group dynamic trainers from this state, actually, that do get messages from one of the crafts out in, I'll say, outer space.
Right.
Or just outside of our atmosphere here. What it is... As I understand it, well, one side note, I've also been trained in technical remote viewing, indirectly under Ed Dane.
Wow.
He trained
An
individual and then trained me. A side note on this, I found it very interesting that the first blind target that I, after going through about 4 hours of training, my first blind target, I nailed it. And it's not that difficult if you just follow the protocol, the instructions. And the first blind target that I picked up, and that was an orangutan hanging on a branch with a baby orangutan in her arms. And out of all the things that they could have had me shoot for a blind target, that was, I would have never imagined that that's what it was, but that was what it was. And so with the proper instruction, it was quite amazing to me to see that things are possible. Now, shifting back to the last question that you asked, or the last topic that you mentioned, as I understand it, we were God's infinite intelligences before we came to this mortal planet to experience free will. And tying into the concepts or principles of the Bible to experience good and evil. So as we leave this planet, we re-enter back into our infinite intelligence with the experience of opposition in all things. So when we hear about a UFO or something, where when you're talking about a huge mothership, this is just my understanding from what I've experienced or observed and stuff. A huge mothership is generally some other solar systems that are on field trips in their pre-existence before they enter into a mortal experience and experience their own free will. And so a lot of these UFOs that you may see, or the occupants thereof, are in a pre-mortal experience. In other words, they're generally asexual until they come here and experience having a difference of male or female. And so they're generally on field trips. That's how it's kind of been explained to me from the different sources that have shared things with me. And so I kept hearing from the one agent in the CIA that how many times there's been crafts over Utah, and it's like, well, where are they? And then he showed me, and then it was really easy to see. It was kind of the way that they have a shield up around their craft, and that's how they can be right hovering over a whole city for days and not even see them, because you think it's just maybe a cloud formation or something. But
you know, this is so interesting because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've never seen anything like that, you know, up in the sky. But, you know, I spent 15 years on graveyard shifts, so I was spending a lot of time looking up into the sky late at nighttime. And some of the things that I saw were not airplanes.
No. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And the thing is I do have some friends of mine that are of all the different religions, and I will call them mystics or healers or something, but as they lay on the ground and look up at the sky, if you know what to look for, it's everywhere. Remember the shaman's journey we went on and how everything was hard to see, and then when we come back,
Right. Everything
was so obvious? Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it is. Once it's pointed out to us, then we know what to look for. But until we know what to look for, we have eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear, I guess. So.
Right. You know, and that's pretty much the message, you know, to a lot of, you know, our callers and listeners out there. You know, we're in a time in which our eyes and ears, you know, we need, you know, to open up, you know, to that consciousness and to be more observant and to be more aware, you know, of what's going on around us.
The shift that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the most emphasis needs to just be to be open to the possibility and allow ourselves to tap into our infinite intelligence and our infinite power. We do have the authority or the possibility of trespassing on our fellow man here. If we want to kill somebody or any other form of trespassing, and that's not allowed in the infinite advanced world, you know, so we get to experience things and given power that we can trespass and see what that creates for us when we violate those eternal laws. I was.
Well, the main thing is we don't want to buy into the fear, you know, that you know, that's being put out there. You know, a lot of negative energy. You know, a lot of negative thoughts. You know, we can send just the opposite. Send more unconditional love. You know, more positive things. You know.
I agree with you. I've seen the news on a few occasions, and it's all negative. And I'm wondering how much that shorts us out when we buy into the fear that's portrayed on the news channels, or I may say the propaganda or the agenda that we might see or may see on there.
Right.
And here's what's interesting about America is we're getting to experience what capitalism is really like. And as a result of communism or socialism or capitalism or fascism, we're going to realize that each specific form of government is not the ultimate answer. And the ultimate answer is kind of along the terms of what you may have heard in religious realms of an overseer of our solar system that has the ultimate authority that can be trusted with our lives. And that's
right.
That's the man you may know as Jesus, who is groomed or foundationalized for that position, if you want to use a little bit of a religious term. So,
right.
So we get to see the ultimate good and evil of capitalism, where we're paying some of our best athletes $250 million contracts, and other people are lucky to have a job or have minimum wage, you know.
So. Right.
Or in other countries, 20 cents a day, working long hours and stuff. So we're...
Well, you know, we're starting to see and hear more and more, you know, people, you know, hear about people committing suicide. You know, we're seeing, you know, there's more diabetes than there's ever been, more cancer rates than there's ever been. But, you know, what is disease? And that's not being at ease, you know. And the main thing is focusing on our health, you know, eating, you know, the right foods, you know, drinking, you know, staying away from, you know, drinks that are not good for us, you know, keeping ourselves hydrated. And these are all important things.
What's interesting about what you're mentioning there is, in the world of capitalism, you can buy anything pretty much for money, and whether it's healthy for you or not, it's available, you know, just to make the ultimate dollar. You know, some of these products that I've seen advertised 3 months later, there's a law firm that's willing to go ahead and sue the company for the damages that they have done by selling their products. And so it's quite interesting.
And then we keep hearing more and more about them, you know, legalizing drugs, you know, like marijuana in Colorado and Washington, you know.
Uh-huh.
The main thing is, you know, what is tobacco doing? You know, what is alcohol doing to people? You know, the whole thing is, people have to look at all of this and find out, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing, you know, all this propaganda to, you know, affect our lives, you know, and our family lives?
Yeah, I think I think as time goes on, we're more inundated with more difficult life. I mean, 100 years ago, it might have been difficult to till the ground or provide the necessities, but I'm telling you, nowadays we are inundated with data, and 90% of everything that we don't need, but what we do want. You know, we spend 90% of our time pursuing the things that we don't need, and only 10% pursuing the things that we need, and 90% of the things that we want but don't need.
Right.
So I think life's getting more difficult is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Very difficult.
The main thing is, what's going on is, you know, they're not making it any easier for us.
No. I will say, just to qualify what I'm saying tonight, is I have no authority. Everything I share is just my experience. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true or not true. It's true to me just because I've experienced
right.
it. Like I say, I'm no authority. We are all our own authority. And so whatever's true for you or for Adrian or for the listener out there is their truth. And I'm here to say that that is your truth and that's the ultimate truth. You know, what's interesting is I will refer to Jesus again. You know him as Jesus. When they asked him what authority he spoke from, he said, my own. And we are all our own authority because we do have the infinite intelligence within each and every one of us. So.
You know, that's so interesting. And, you know, I just wanted to share with all our callers and listeners out there also that, you know, it don't necessarily have to be, you know, just one ascended masters. There's a lot of ascended masters and angels out there that are working right alongside us, you know, in our everyday living. We just have to open up, like you say, open up to all possibilities and to be more connected, you know, with oneness, you know, to source, you know, whoever that might be, you know.
Yeah, the God of our understanding or higher power or
right.
whatever you call it. In my book that I wrote, I wrote what a person asked me. They said, how is it that I am, that I believe in these things? And I say, how is it that you don't? I mean, believe in these things, trust in these things, and watch it open up and manifest, you know, your desires to experience. Whether it be good or evil, I recommend good, but we never know until we may experience it.
Right.
So,
and Adrian, what do you have to share with us tonight?
Well, I just want to say that's very interesting, and we do have a caller on the line. I don't know if she wants to ask any questions, or he or she.
Why don't we go ahead and invite her on? Rodney to, you know, experience, you know, what our show's all about.
Okay, wonderful. So let's go ahead and invite the first caller from the 814 area. You're on the air.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Good.
Good. Is this Shannon?
Yeah, it is.
Shannon, now we just want to welcome you back, and we have a special guest on tonight. He is a long time. You know, he was one of our mentors, you know, and when we first got started into hypnosis and learning more about, you know, other possibilities. And how can we help you tonight, Jen?
Actually, just going to let the guides take over what they see coming for the next, like, what's coming up around the corner for me with my kids and just everything.
What have you been experiencing so far?
What have I been experiencing?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Imagine.
I just had surgery for cancer. I still go.
Let me stop you for just 1 second. Rodney, I want you to explain to her what cancer is all about.
Well,
according to, I'd say, Dr. Wallach, 1-800-WALLACH, cancer generally grows in a body pH of 4.5. Our body generally is about 7.365 in a healthy body, and if we worry or eat certain foods, it'll cause our body to become more acidic, down to 6.5, which is 10 times more acidic, or down to 5.5, which is 10 times 10, or 100 times more acidic. And so it's in order to avoid a body's environment to grow cancer, then the nutrition is part of it, and also thinking positive will change the acidic level of the body. You can use a pH paper and do a daily test if you want, or a weekly test, but that's as I understand it.
And I just wanted to have Rodney explain that to you, because I know that during, you know, the classes that we took from Rodney, you know, these were some of the things that were being taught to me and Adrian, you know, and that's been quite a while ago, but the whole pH levels and everything haven't changed, and people are starting to find out more and more that it is very true. And what have you been doing, Shannon, to help, you know, to improve your health?
Changed my diet. I have been I pretty much blocked my emotions off so that I didn't have a lot of stress with the other things going on. I'm not working two or three jobs right now, so and I'm taking time out to paint and do more spiritual work.
So what I'm getting, you're being more connected to the creative side and being more focused towards the spiritual.
Yes. I'm having a hard time as far as you know, I used to have a lot of passion with writing, and I could feel it deep down in my soul when I was writing poetry, and I'm having a really hard time with feeling that connection. I am working on it. I am trying to get back into that I used to really feel when I painted, and just a lot of things.
Okay, now I'm going to stop you just once again. And Rodney, I want you to, could you share with her, you know, what can help her?
Well, the first thing I would say is, what would you like to see happen with your life? Because you've got to believe it to see it. You've got to create the imagination or the belief as far as creating a neural pathway in your brain. Neuropeptide is part energy, part protein. So generally I like to ask a client what I'd like their life to look, or what they would like their life to look like, to go ahead and create that seed in the mind or the spirit. So that'd be my question to your caller.
Yeah. And what would you like to create, Shannon?
I would like to have my own business, and I would like to continue my career in natural resources and the environment. I would love to have my children back in my life and have a family. With support and understanding, no more manipulation and fighting, and be able to be financially comfortable. I did that. I don't know what happened. I guess they had their own free will, so I don't know what's going on. It doesn't make sense to me. This year was extremely amazing, and this force came in and hit me like a ton of bricks.
And Rodney, what other advice can you give her?
Well, I find it interesting. I have experiences kind of like your caller, where I have a belief that things should look a certain way, and sometimes I just have to surrender to what is, or to reality, or to my higher awareness, and trust the process. That kind of like Joel Osteen says, or one of the evangelist speakers, motivational speakers, says, everything comes to pass and nothing comes to stay. And so I just kind of like to look at my life as I'm playing the role of Rodney this time around. And sometimes he's rich, sometimes he's poor, sometimes he's got to be patient or persevere, or other times he's got it on the easy street. And so it's just a great experience to experience all these things. And so my words of wisdom would be, sometimes you just have to trust the process and go with it, you know. Put out to the universe what it is that you desire to experience, and be careful with that, and then trust the process. So, you know, right now I put out to the universe that I was open to experiencing prosperity, and
right.
And it doesn't take long for things to start turning around. So
wonderful,
and we thank you, you know, for sharing that with Shannon. And Shannon, I just wanted to add to that. Have you ever watched the movie The Peaceful Warrior?
No.
And I highly recommend watching that movie.
It's awesome.
Because in the movie there was a part where he was climbing a hill with this, you know, this one of the main characters in the movie that was helping him spiritually. And as he was climbing to the top, you know, he kept telling that there was something waiting for him on the top of the hill. And he said, you know, that he was really happy, and, you know, he was glad that he was going on this journey, and he was looking forward, you know, to, you know, reaching the top and in whatever gift that he was going to receive. Well, when he reached the top, the guy that was with him picked up a stone and handed it to him. And this person was really disappointed. And he said, well, I'm really sorry to hear that, because all the way on your journey, you were having a great time. You were loving it. You were, you know, enjoying every minute of it. Well, the whole idea from the story is that we have to enjoy this journey that we're on, and we have to persevere and be, you know, in gratitude, you know, for, you know, everything that we've experienced, you know, in this lifetime. And, you know, and this goes not only to you, but all our callers and listeners out there. And Adrian, do you have anything to share to that?
I was just going to say, he said that it's not the destination, it's the journey.
There it is.
One thing that I would add to that is when I was asking for courage, I had no idea I was going to get things to scare the living daylights out of me. And when I was asking for strength, I had no idea I was calling forth resistance to build up the strength. And so that was a tough lesson. So I would suggest that you acknowledge that you have the infinite power within yourself, as do I, and that we should allow that to expand in all the goodness that there is, because we already have it within us in our infinite spirit. So,
and those are very strong words. And Shannon, did you feel the energy from, you know, these words and, you know, the advice that, you know, we're all giving you?
I do. Yes, but it's kind of the energy. How do I say? I'm a little confused, okay? And it's not about what you're saying. I absolutely understand that, but the way that I'm feeling the energy is confusing to me.
You know, this is interesting, but you're right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, confusion is part of that part of the mind, you know, that you know, where, you know, you're allowing, you know, all this information to go into your subconscious mind.
I would also add that confusion is wanting two things at once, and so I would invite her to take a look at what it is that she wants and focus on one thing that she would like to experience. And then after she experiences that, then move on to the next experience that she'd like to experience. So confusion comes, I believe, according to Myron Katie, from wanting two things at once.
Yeah.
So.
And that's interesting because in the tarot, you know, when we give readings, one of the cards is there, you know, where you're having multiple thoughts and you're trying to think of all these different things, but you're not focusing on one thing at a time.
You're scattered.
Oh.
Your mind's scattered.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It really is.
I just wanted to share that with you.
I'm forgetting things a lot.
Yeah.
Even in the middle of a conversation, I forget what I'm talking about.
Your mind is filling up.
Yeah.
The other thing is, remember when I would close a show and I would say, if you desire love, be loving. If you desire trust, be trusting.
Right.
If you desire abundance, give time to yourself and then give time of yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Wonderful. I do have a question. I had a dream the other night. It was about Edgar Cayce, and I was sitting in a classroom, and he was showing me about the signs, and he was showing me on a projection screen and letting me know that it was the end of the world. And showing me different things that were going on.
Was that last year that you had the dream?
No, this was just the other day.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you could get anything off of that or not.
Repeat that again. Edgar, you had a dream. Edgar Cayce had you in a classroom, and he was explaining things to you, something like that. Go ahead and tell us that again.
He was explaining things to me and showing me and teaching me the signs of the end of the world and showing me on a projection screen different images.
That's cool. Go ahead, Adrian or Roy. Go ahead.
Adrian, what do you get in from that?
Well, my first feeling is that you're kind of trying to worry about things that you can't control. And you feel like it's the end of things, but it's really not. It's like a new beginning that you're going through.
Okay.
Like the end of your
That was pretty much what I was gonna say also.
Yeah.
The last part of what Adrian said is what I would have said also.
Yeah.
With death comes a new beginning, and it's all going on inside of us. It's not necessarily going on outside of ourselves. It's all in our experience.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let everybody know we're getting really close to the end of our show. We continue to keep talking, but if we get kicked off the air, that means we ran out of time. Actually, the show has ended. We're off the air, but they give us a little bit recording time. So if we all get, you know, booted out, that means that, you know, we ran out of time. What else is going on, Janet?
I have another question. I had gotten a Reiki session, and I felt fantastic. And I went to sleep. I was woke up by knowing that somebody had closed off my third eye. I could see the hand before I woke up, and that's what startled me. And I was wondering if you got anything from that.
You know, this is going to be interesting, but me and Adrian, a lot of the light, A lot of the people are experiencing a lot of, like, psychic attacks right now, especially if you're doing any kind of light work right now. Adrian just had an experience just recently in which it affected his health. I just had an attack a couple of weeks ago in which it affected my health. But
I would just say that relative to the topic you're talking about, I would say it's because you're energy sensitive. You know, a lot of people go through life without any sensitivity to energy or their awareness of their surroundings or on an energy level stuff. So that's because you may be energy sensitive as well, your caller.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, Shannon, you've done a lot of spiritual and psychic work also, haven't you, in the past?
I have, yes.
Yeah. So this is, these are some of the things that, we're all being affected in one way or the other.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know if it was somebody that I knew that had done that when I was asleep, I felt like it was somebody that I knew on the physical plane.
It could have been, and it also could be that they're unconscious of their thoughts. I've seen cases where people are unconsciously having thoughts towards other people, and it's not until it's brought to their awareness that they're actually causing a little bit of problem or trouble for.
And we know that astral traveling is, especially during the sleep, state. A lot of people can, travel, and get into your dreams or even affect you in that way also.
Or psychically.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is when we have thoughts of people we haven't seen for a while or something, that's when we know that they're thinking on our frequency. That's why I picked up on you and Adrian, about probably 3 weeks ago, and it kept getting stronger. Maybe 4 weeks ago, it kept getting stronger, and I've just been very busy until tomorrow night, and then I'll be a little bit freed up on my time. But
right.
I just invite all, your caller and other people out there that may be still on the line, that when they pick up thoughts of people that they haven't seen or heard in a while, that they're being thought of. And that they need to open their awareness more and tap into that. We have the power within us. We really do. The power to connect, communicate, heal. That's just
absolutely
my story.
And that's interesting because we met another lady a while back, and she came up with this concept. Instead of the internet, we're all part of the internet.
That's
phenomenal.
Yeah, that's amazing. I
gotta
write that down before I lose the internet.
Actually, she started her own. She's located here in Salt Lake City. She started what they call the Tao.
It's spelled T A O.
Yeah, T A O.
The Tao? Yeah,
yeah,
I studied the Tao. Or
the Tao Metaversity.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find all those paths have the same, kind of like the same foundation, the same direction, all end up at the top of the point, which is the balanced between mind and emotion, which is the infinite intelligence. When we're not thinking and when we're not feeling,